Terry Wallace. What's up, Terry?
Well, it's a big day around here. In spite of the rain, we had post-position draws for some of our big races here today. Most importantly, the Arkansas Derby and Oakland Handicap. They'll be raced here on Saturday as part of a great big day of racing here on Saturday. And, you know, we got some really good representative field, so we're all pretty enthused about the possibilities.
And so far, I believe there's been four races. Any surprises so far, or is everything kind of going about like what you thought?
No, I think surprise has been the name of the game here. It's what's kept us from having a clear-cut leader in the division. A horse called Will Take Charge won two of our races here, but he has earned so many points at this stage of the game to be eligible to race in the Kentucky Derby that trainer Wayne Lucas has given him the day off. So he will not participate with us here in the Arkansas Derby. Meanwhile, a horse called Super 99, who won the Southwest very impressively, and then threw a clunker in the Rebel, ended up running third last weekend in the Santa Anita Derby. So he's headed to the Kentucky Derby. And what we're left with are a whole series of horses who are in hopes of having enough points to qualify for the Kentucky Derby, and a pretty good field with a lot of value available.
What do you like? I believe, is it race five that's coming up? Can you kind of take us through a couple of these races left and who you like?
Well, let's see if we can find today's program here. Race five on the card, which is coming up, is a claiming race for some older $50,000 claimers. Those are pretty good horses at a mile and a 16th. It looks like a horse called Don Dolce is going to be the favorite in here, and I sort of understand why he would be. There's a lot of support for the 8-horse Double Ra-Ra, who is a very fast horse who's going to take some catching. But Don Dolce is a horse who's had a lot of trouble in some of his local races. More importantly, he's being ridden by this fine young rider, Ricardo Santana, and what we're seeing is the development of a superstar. This young fellow, Santana, is a natural lightweight. He's only 19 years old. He's handled by people who really are doing well by him. They're taking care of his money for him, making sure that everything is, as good as it can be for a young guy, to keep a young guy on the straight and narrow. He has a family back in Panama, and he spends a lot of time paying attention to their needs, et cetera. So I think it's pretty exciting to watch this boy in action to know that he's the next superstar in racing, to just to sort of understand that and see it's all developing.
And how has Calvin Burrell come back from his injury? I know he finally got, what was that, his 8,000th victory?
That was win number 5,000.
5,000, yeah.
Still put him in the elite company in racing. And Calvin just doesn't ride as many horses now as he gets older, so he's not going to win as many races as some of these younger guys who have a lot more energy and a lot more ambition to ride a lot of horses. But he's a little pickier in some of his mounts. But he's going to ride good horses the rest of the way, and that's really kind of the important thing. And what we all know for sure with him, where the Kentucky Derby is involved, is he's won three of the last six. So he's going to find a good Kentucky Derby mount no matter what happens. I think there are a lot of good things going to happen for Calvin. He rides a horse called Texas Bling, a long shot, on Saturday in the Arkansas Derby. He's been famous with long shots. He rode that horse, Mind That Bird, is a long shot winner of the Kentucky Derby. And he's always been known to get horses to run fast who don't run fast for anybody else.
Now, Terry, you've got on Friday, it's the, is it the Grade 1 Apple Blossom on Friday and then the Derby on Saturday? It seems like we're going to have perfect weather for both events. And is there any dark horses you see in either one of those events?
Well, the Apple Blossom, there are a lot of good local horses, and the one shipper of real note, the filly called Grace Hall, who is a shipper of some note, but the local filly, Don't Tell Sophia, really has been terrific, and I think she's got an excellent shot to win that one at a little bit of a price. Meanwhile, the Derby is absolutely wide open. Most of these horses we don't know. You can look at their past performances and be impressed with them, but horses that have come here have knocked their socks off, so there have been some pretty good surprises along the way, and it's a tough, just looking at the field, it's tough for me to get a really good feel on something to really like a lot. I know a lot of players like a horse called War Academy, but golly, it doesn't look that much better than the rest of the horses in that field. So under the circumstances, War Academy might be okay, but just as okay might be the horses who were second and third here in the Rebel, like Oxbow and Den's Legacy, might be just as good. That's the reason they're going to have to run them here on Saturday, and why the race is going to be so great, and why I think we'll get such a nice crowd here.
Hey, Terry, I got a question on our Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. When you see Grade 1, Grade 2, and Grade 3 out in front of a race, what does that mean for your average race fan that comes out and sees this?
For the average race fan, it won't mean much, except it lets you know that these are high among the elite races in the country. The grading on races is actually established by a committee, the Graded Stakes Committee from the Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association, and it was done mostly for the sake of sales companies, so that it was possible for sales companies to show the quality of horses that they were selling by showing that they had some success in graded stakes races. But in fact, for the average fan, won't make that much of a difference, except that horses that are running in graded stakes are almost invariably going to be better than horses who are running in allowance races or regular races on the card on a regular day. So, I think you pretty much can say that that's the difference between an elite performer and a really good performer, between a bull team and a non-bull team maybe, or something like that.
And was it Santana Jr. who you were talking about, who is the young jockey? Is that,
yeah,
is that correct?
Ricardo Santana, he is a junior. His daddy was a jockey as well. But his daddy is never going to achieve the kind of things that Ricardo is going to. He's just a fabulous talent. And he, too, has the chance to win the Arkansas Derby on a long shot, a horse called Carve, who won very impressively in a allowance prep race two races back, and then had some problems hooked up with the new jockey in the Rebel, but I think getting this jockey, Santana, aboard, suddenly Carver becomes a factor from an inside post position.
Yeah, and where do jockeys like that now, because you said his father was a jockey, so it's kind of in his blood, but where do they go and train, and how do they know when they're ready to step up to Oaklawn and actually start taking on horses like that?
Well, there's a couple of things happen. Number one is that there are schools for jockeys in the United States, in Panama, and a number of other locations. The School for Jockeys in the United States is in Lexington, Kentucky, run by former jockey Chris McCarron. Ricardo Santana went to a school that's run by Lafitte Pincay, former great jockey on the West Coast in Panama, and they turn out a lot of great jockeys. The Hispanic countries turn out a lot of great jockeys because they have a lot of natural lightweights and small people who fit the bill nicely. But the truth is that they have to really go to a racetrack and take a shot at it to see if they're going to be good enough to handle the big time. And they have to have timing. They have to have all the kind of equipment that you have to have when you're a great athlete in another sport. They have to have a sense of how to get along with the horse and how to make the right moves and understand the angles that are available to you and whether you have the courage to go through some small openings, which a lot of jockeys and horses don't have. So the jockey's got to give the horse the courage to be the kind of animal that it can be, too. So it's a combination of a lot of things. You never know until you see it happening, but we're seeing it happen right here at Oaklawn this year, and it's really been fun to watch.
Terry, I saw a story in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette today talking about the handicap race on Saturday with Fort Larned and how that horse is going to be in there. Just talk about what you know about Fort Larned.
Well, he had some problems develop in Florida, and it impeded him going to race in the world's richest race, which was in Dubai last week. So they had to recalculate their plan, and there just wasn't a good race for him in Florida. So his trainer, Ian Wilkes, has opted to bring him here. He actually lost his rider the last time out, and they anticipate that he's going to be okay. He was good enough to win the richest race in America last year, the Breeders' Cup Classic. He also won a couple of other really major races. So he's going to test these horses. We've got a couple of really nice horses here on the grounds, and certainly in Cyber Secret and Alternation, last year's winner. One horse that's been my favorite here around here for a lot of years, Win Willie, is in the field as well. He's probably in over his head, but nevertheless, that's why they make him run these races. And I think it will be really exciting to see a Breeders' Cup Classic winner, because the only other Breeders' Cup Classic winner we've had come here after they won the Breeders' Cup Classic was Zenyatta.
Yeah.
And of course, then after she left here, she went over and ran second in the Breeders' Cup Classic Tours called Blame, was retired, and since then she's had two babies. So she's off to a great start in the breeder shed.
Terry Wallace from Oaklawn Park. Terry, we appreciate your time, and if you ever want to make it back by the studio once season's over, come on by and hang out with us.
Well, we'll do it, and hope we get a chance to talk before the Kentucky Derby, and we'll start sizing up the quality of those horses and see how the Oaklawn horses are going to do.
Thanks so much, Terry. Terry,
thanks, RJ.